Well, good morning, Conqueror Sunday School class. This is Brother Ray Shutt, and I'm coming to you today on this first Sunday in the new year, 2021, January the 3rd. I want to say thank you, first of all, for your prayers and the cards and all the texts and the phone calls that you folks have given me. I know I've been out of commission, so to speak, since the last of November. I've been dealing with pneumonia and the COVID-19 virus, and I've been in the hospital, and I'm home now. I am recovering, but I want to thank you again for the cards, letters, just everything that you've done to encourage me while I have been out. I've wanted so much to be able to do this lesson today. It may not be a very long lesson, and it is certainly not in line with our previous lessons from the book of 1 John, but we'll get back to those, Lord willing, next Sunday. But I wanted to share with you just a thought for this new year, and the title of the lesson today is entitled, Welcome to 2021. I'd like to give you a thought or a theme that would be appropriate for this new year, and it is simply this. There is much to be done in 2021. You know, in this new year of 2021, we can certainly see many challenges facing us, not only as a nation and a society, but also as individuals. Our world is not changing for the better, nor is it evolving into any sort of a nation that has fresh hope about the possibilities of better days to come, as some in their expected new leadership roles have recently expressed. Recently, the man who expects to be proclaimed as our nation's next president has stated, after a year of pain and loss, let us unite, heal, and rebuild in 2021. But folks, you know, this sounds much like that proclamation that we find in the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse 4, where the Bible says, and they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Well, we all know what God thought about that proclamation, don't we? And we know what the Bible says God did about that situation, too. Folks, we are seeing sin run rampant in our streets and in our businesses and in our schools and institutes of so-called higher learning. We are seeing individuals and families and homes being destroyed by blatant and just downright rebellion against God and rejection of God's word. And we see all these things come about with no shame of sin. And we see the fruit which sin brings forth in these areas of our society. The leadership of our nation has joined themselves with the pagans of this old world who desire only to destroy this nation, who has for so long proclaimed itself to be one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And now this new leadership is focused upon the same thing that these folks in Genesis chapter 11 chose to do, and that being to make themselves a name that excels above the heavens and God himself. And folks, our world is without a doubt in a mess today, both physically and socially, economically and politically, and certainly spiritually. What folks need is the gospel. And what our nation needs is the gospel. And what our world needs today is the true message of peace and hope that comes only through a personal relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. But sadly, folks, through the years, many of our individual citizens of this great land have both rejected and refused to accept that message of hope and peace through the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, our nation stands at a point in its history, much like that of when they chose Barabbas over Jesus. And when Pilate asked them over in Matthew chapter 27, verse 22, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. And they both rejected the opportunity given unto them to follow the true king, and they publicly refused to allow the very God of all heaven and earth to be their God. Folks, we are there once again. And as the Old Testament prophet Samuel grieved himself at the decision of the people in his day to follow after and to seek Jehovah God as their king and national leader, you and I today, with grieving hearts, are seeing the people of our America and of our world do the same thing in open and shameless defiance unto the true and living God. And as we read in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 7 through 20, the Bible tells us, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now, therefore, hearken unto their voice. Howbeit, yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them." And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that ask of him a king. And he said, "This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots and for his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards, and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, Nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. But you know, folks, while all the world around us may refuse to accept truth, and they may continue to reject the Lord God as their ultimate authority and king, you and I, as truly born-again children of God, must decide privately in our hearts, as well as publicly in all our doings, that Jesus Christ truly is Lord, and that there is indeed still much more to be done in 2021. Folks, we simply cannot allow the world to dictate unto us whether we will live for the one who has saved us or not. We must choose to do that which we know is still right in God's eyes. And we must do like that young servant of the Lord named Daniel so many years ago. We must also purpose in our hearts that we will not defile ourselves with the things of this old world, and that we will stand true to our God no matter what anyone else around us says or does. There is indeed much to be done in 2021. But folks, it all starts with you and me as God's dear children. Now, let me share with you the thought that God has laid upon my heart for this first Sunday in 2021 in a lesson entitled, Welcome to 2021. I want us first to see today, in our outline, you can follow along in the outline, I want us to see, first of all, number one, how that we each need to understand that life is short, both for the saved as well as for the lost. Now let's look at this just a moment. Number one, A, I want us to look at how it's short for the saved. You know, Brother James wrote in James chapter 4, verse number 14, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Folks, We, as born-again children of God, do not know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future, and we must keep our eyes upon Him. There in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, we read these words, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Over the past several weeks, I have watched as those who are saved and know the Lord Jesus Christ, I've seen many who have contracted the same diseases and sicknesses that the world contracts, and many of those whom I know to have truly been born again have died from these diseases and sicknesses. Life is short. It's short for those who are saved, and that's why you and I must work the work that the Lord Jesus has for us while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work, and the darkness of death will fall upon each of us, even as it does so many others. And this is why we know that life, too, is short. It's short for the saved, and then point B, it's short for the lost. The Bible reminds us in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that the wages of sin is death. And over in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20, the Bible says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." But folks, we must never forget that for those who are lost in their sin, when physical death comes unto them, then spiritual death and eternal separation from God also awaits them, even as the Bible so clearly tells us in Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." You see, it will not matter how good they may have thought themselves to be, or even how religious they may have tried to be. If they were not saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they remain lost when they physically died, then they will forever remain lost in their sin, in the endless pangs and agonies of an eternal hell. Life is indeed short, both for those of us who are saved, as well as for those who are lost. And this is why both those, point number two, those who proclaim to be saved and those who know that they are lost need to make some wise decisions and choices. Look at point number A in the outline today. I want you to see today how that the saved need to choose to be obedient to God. Listen to me, David, child of God, conquerors, class member. As born-again children of God, you and I have been saved for a purpose, for God's purpose. And that purpose being to take the message of the gospel to every person and to all the ends of the earth. There is no greater purpose for God saving you and me other than telling someone who has not yet heard that story of God's great love for them so that they might be saved. And you and I need to choose to be obedient to the God who has saved us so that we might reach the world with the message of the gospel before it is eternally too late for them. In the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, we read how that God spoke and said unto his prophet Ezekiel, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the words at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand." Folks, can you think of anything worse than someone dying here upon this earth and their soul having to spend eternity separated from God in that awful place called hell simply because no one born-again child of God ever took the time or even made the effort to give them the gospel? I honestly do not know which would be worse, knowing that someone I knew was in hell or knowing that someone I knew was in hell because I never took the time to tell them of God's great love for them and how they might be saved. Neither fact can ever be changed after that person dies, but it is sure that it can be changed before they die. If only someone, some born-again child of God, would be willing to choose to do that which God has saved them and commanded them to do because they are saved. Look again at what God said unto Ezekiel in these verses. Number one, he said, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman. Child of God, do you realize today that God has made you and God has made me to be a watchman unto our families, a watchman unto our neighborhood, our city, our state, our nation, our world? Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. But point number 2, I want you to see that God also told them, Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. All throughout the Word of God, we hear the warning that God has commanded us to give unto those who are lost. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, we find the great commission that Jesus has given unto us, as well as his disciples there in the day that he had risen from the dead. He told them, and he tells you and me today, Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus there again told his disciples, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And in Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 47, Jesus said, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And they said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. In John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And in verse 7 of that very same chapter, he said unto him, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Jesus also said in John chapter 5, verse 24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that hath sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You and I, conqueror, class member, you and I, dear child of God, are to preach the gospel and to give men warning from God. But then I want you to see how that God not only gave warning to those who are lost to be saved, but he also gives warning to those who are saved, stating, point number 3, When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Child of God, I want you to notice here that when a man dies in his sin and goes to hell, God is looking to see if you or I took the time to first give that lost man warning before he died. Why is this? Let me tell you why. It's because the great God of salvation desires for all men to be saved. And as we read over in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9, this same God of our great salvation is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Child of God, This is what makes our choice to obey God so important. For as the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And go down to verse 17 of that very same chapter, and there the apostle writes, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But not only do the saved need to choose to make some right choices, but point number B, those who know that they are lost, they too need to choose to make some wise decisions and choices. I want you to see this today. Point number one, those who are lost need to first understand that the great God of salvation is indeed willing to save whosoever will come unto him. You know, the Bible says there in John chapter 6, verse number 37, Jesus said, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Aren't you glad for that today? Aren't you glad that God didn't cast you out when you came to Jesus? So also, every lost man, woman, boy, and girl needs to know this fact, that they that come unto him will in no wise be cast out. And then in John chapter 3, verse 16, we lovingly quote this verse so many times, but we forget what Jesus is saying. He said here that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And over in John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, Jesus told that thirsty woman at the well, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Man, isn't that great? But now point number two, Jesus assures those who are lost that to follow him is indeed the wisest choice. Over in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25, the Bible said, Jesus told the people there, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken them unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. You know, folks, the wisest choice I ever made was to take Jesus at his word and to place my faith and trust in him alone for my salvation. And anyone who is lost and by God's grace hears the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and receives that message has indeed made the wisest choice and is indeed considered a wise person to do so. But you know, God leaves those choices to each of us. First being the choice to follow Christ Jesus as our Savior and to allow him to save us. And then as a truly born again child of God, to choose to share that same message of salvation with all whom we may meet day after day. Dear lost friend, if you're listening to this lesson today, please choose to follow Jesus today and accept his so great gift of salvation that he offers unto you today. And dear child of God, Conqueror's Class member, whoever you are that knows Jesus and you're listening to the sound of my voice today, please, please choose to obey the Lord enough today to share the message of God's great salvation with someone that you may meet or someone that you know today that's lost before it's eternally too late for them. You know, many in this world and in the community around us have heard and willingly chosen to reject the message of the gospel and even refuse to hear the truth of the word of God. But still, folks, there are many who have never heard and who are still searching for the truth that will forever change their lives and quench their thirsting soul and satisfy their ever-present hunger to be saved. But the fact is, somebody must tell them. And that means that there is, without a doubt, so much to be done in 2021. But it all starts with you and me, dear child of God. It starts with our having a grateful heart for what the Lord God has done for us. And it continues on by our recognizing the fact that others around us need to know what Christ can do for them. And it all comes to fruition when we willingly determine to allow God to use us as individuals to reach our lost world one soul at a time. What great joy there is in the hearts of those who not only give out the gospel, but in the hearts of those who willingly receive that gospel message and by faith are saved. But child of God, know too that there is a great sorrow in the hearts of those born-again children of God who choose not to obey our Lord's command and who choose not to give out the gospel to those who are lost. For in the last part of that verse in Ezekiel chapter 3, we read these words spoken by the Lord God. There he said unto Ezekiel, "When I say unto the wicked man, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand." Child of God, don't be foolish enough today to exchange great reward for great sorrow in heaven. Don't neglect the duty and responsibility that God has laid upon each of us as a truly born-again child of God to take the message of the gospel to all who are lost. For God reminds us, if we neglect to do what he's commanded us to do, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Child of God, there's still much to be done in 2021. Let's determine, no matter who becomes our next president, and no matter how bad things may seem to be in the world around us, let's determine in our heart that we will be found faithful to do that which God has both saved us and commanded us to do, and that being to reach our lost world with the gospel, one soul at a time. And you know, if this becomes our heart's desire and never-ceasing theme for this new year, then we shall indeed see the fact there is much to be done in 2021. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for the opportunity today to be able to teach this lesson. Thank you, dear God, for being my friend over these last few weeks. And Lord, for bringing me through all the trials and the pestilence that has been allowed to come upon my life. I love this class, dear God, and I want our people to love you. And in this new year of uncertainty, God, I want them to choose to love you enough to share the truth of the message of the gospel with everyone they meet so that one day they don't have to stand before you ashamed or empty-handed. Help us, Lord, today to see the fact that indeed there is much to be done in 2021. And Lord, if there be someone today that's listening to the sound of my voice, Lord, if they're lost and don't know you as their Savior, please help them, God, today to see their need to be saved and call upon you and ask you to save them. And God will thank you for what you do. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you, folks, for joining us today. I appreciate you being here with us on this first lesson in this new year, 2021. I trust that God will continue to bless you. Thank you again for praying for me. I hope to be back soon, within the next few weeks. Lord willing, I'll be able to see many of you again. And we'll start again next week with the lesson there from 1 John. We love you. We thank you for being with us today. I hope you'll tune in to the sermon today live there at the church, 10:45. If you can be there live, that'd be great. If you can't, be like me. Watch it online, and we'll see you there. God bless you. Thank you for being part of our class today.